cliffcentral.com.
The last number, boy. When una manda. Hey, ya ponen el coco, my boy. Woo!
Hey.
Sorry. You just got into that too much.
Good afternoon, people of the world.
You are
with the worst guys.
Worst guys.
My name is Malcolm Junior with my co-host, Riabeto Sesele.
What's happening, South Africa?
And today we have a new edition for you.
We're
just putting on our trial run. We don't know how this is going to go.
So some estrogen in the building.
Because I feel like our program has always got too many thorns and not enough roses.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's just rephrase that, because I thought I was, you know...
The rose. Like,
yeah.
Am I the thorn?
Like seal, you know.
Okay, I'll be the thorn. It's okay. I don't mind. But yeah, we have Simpiwe Mteto. She's been with us before, but we'd like to welcome her on the show for the first time in a full podcast. So shout out to this lady.
Hey. Thank you.
No, she's getting claps now. I haven't received claps. All I get is don't laugh.
Yeah, but it's funny, though. Like, it's fine. We're just going to introduce you, and then we're going to start the show, man. You guys know what it is. It's Malcolm Vili with the worst guys. Always the bomb in the building. All she needed was some. In studio.
If this is how you guys are gonna behave, can I leave now?
Let me expose this. She's like, she wants to get us to pay her cash money straight up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will issue the invoice
if it's worth it.
Listen, the tips you get from us, your man will be forever grateful.
Yeah.
Forever. That's what you think, you know.
Bars. That's what I like to hear. Yeah, so anyway, my name is Mark Vili. Like I've said, we've got so much to talk about today. There's so much happening, specifically in the Pretoria area. That will come on later in the news.
Yeah, yeah.
But before that, I want to tell you about the topic of today. We'll be talking about the pill for males.
Mm-hmm.
Male contraceptives, what does that mean for our sex lives, our sex games, and our relations with women? And also, whether or not you would take, as a man, would you take a female's surname, your partner's surname? So as opposed to the father's lineage going down, it's either a hyphenated lineage or the woman's. All right. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Very, very interesting topic. But just before we do that, let me just say what's up to my boy Fina. What's going on? Fina, what's happening with Simpiwe, and see whether or not we will be popping. Yo. Rehab.
Yeah, man.
What's happening, dog?
Hey, man, I'm pretty bleak, bro.
Bleak. So you came in here hot and now all of a sudden you bleak. What happened, bro?
Hey, I got this ice box where my heart used to be. Morgan went back to bloom, bro.
See, your Kayleen went back to bloom.
She went back to bloom, bro.
Oh, my God. And you, Simpiwe, you know Morgan, right?
Yeah, it's a small world. We went to a primary together.
It's cool. Mm-hmm. You see, this combination is meant to be. That's what I'm saying. Maybe more.
Simpiwe, she's going to expose you.
Expose you about what?
Hey, now I need to make sure that I, although I'm ready following the straight and narrow, let me just put it out there. Now I feel like I'm going to have to be extra careful around Simpiwe.
No, you don't.
Because you're going to snitch. Are you a snitch? Would you snitch?
Nah, I'm not a snitch. Like, ain't nobody got time to be a snitch. But... you know, if you do something that my girl needs to know about,
it must happen. It must happen.
Yeah.
All right. So you're pretty bleak. Dude, for me personally, I ate peaches from a tree in my back garden. Yeah. Can you believe that? My own tree.
Garden of Eden.
Yeah, dog. That's the thing. It's the Garden of Eden. So I had peaches. I had figs. Apparently all this shit is pretty expensive, but I don't really know. I don't buy figs. I don't know if that's a black fruit.
If you're smart, you'd start to be a merchant from this shit. You know,
dog, I'm never going to Pick and Pay again.
No, I'm saying harvest what you've got in your garden at Eden and give it to those mamas and Alex to, you know, move it for you.
That's actually a dope-ass idea. I really like that. Shot, bruh. And also grapes. Grapes are starting to grow. Starting to show, so they'll come out in about January.
Are the red grapes or...
Green.
Green.
I'm finna make some wine.
Okay, so all I know is black women love red wine. White women love white wine.
Is that so?
So, and you're just so happy to be a vanilla killer. So, you now, know, next time you go to a dinner party, you know, I've got some Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc straight from my backyard. You know,
yeah, I'm
would you like some ice?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So that's what's happening with me, man. I'm feeling like Adam when he first found out this existed. Yeah. Simpiwe, any news in your life that's been
why is she looking like a crip?
The only
sorry, a blood.
A blood. You got a red bandana and the afro. I love your afro, by the way. It's
thank
on fire.
You.
It's on fire. I'm trying to make mine like yours, but I'm too lazy to comb it.
Yeah. What's been happening is at the moment I'm apparently in a relationship.
How's this something that you're not sure of?
Because I don't think I am, but word on the street is that I am.
Does the guy think you are?
Yes, and that's very weird because he's not asked me out.
So. Oh, okay. It's one of those things, implied relationships. You have those, don't you, in the 21st century?
No, but the thing is, no, it's not implied. Like, we just hang out.
Do you want him to take you out, like, on a date and say, will you be my girl?
No, not even. I feel like we're cool just hanging. Like, I wouldn't date him. So.
Oh, so you don't even want to date him at all? Hare, that's not our fault, man.
Yeah. No, the thing is, not now you got to name his name. We're the worst guys. We say it in the worst way.
No, you know what, Sifu? Don't expose yourself to
expose him. Don't expose
yourself. This guy kept his girl a secret for the longest time.
How do you mean I kept
this
a secret?
This is the first time he's exposed his girlfriend is on this show.
No, I
so
didn't.
Because
I'm here.
Yeah, maybe.
This is the first time. Hell no. Fuck that. Yo,
Sifu.
I'm not doing that.
All right. Decision made. Scarf Oster. All right, cool. So we've caught up with everybody. We know what's going on in our lives. Hope you guys are having a beautiful day. I mean, summer's been great. There's been a lot of heat, but there's also been a lot of rain, which is great. And yeah, glad to be back in the studio on a Wednesday as usual. It's Worst Wednesday, baby, and you're chilling with Mark and Julia, Ria Besu, Cecile, and Superior Tetwa.
Wake up.
All she needed was some. It's worth doing again. This song is so good. Called The Worst Guys. All she needed was some. By Charles Gambino, Donald Glover. I don't know what Rehab is doing to it, but he's switching it right now.
No, but that's
what that's all she needs. That's all she needs. All right, cool, man. It's so good to be here. And yeah, like I said, we're talking about the menstrual pill. No, the pill for men.
Or men's assigned.
Yeah, no, we probably will start menstruating with this pill coming
imagine
out.
Imagine
with
a
all
side
this
effect.
We're gonna get into those side effects later. All right, cool. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about the news since there is really so much going on. And yeah, we like to keep you guys informed just enough so you can pass by at the Bri and be like, hey, I know about this Pravin Gordhan situation.
Yeah. Extra,
extra, extra, read all about it, baby. We were the worst guys, and we're going to tell you about the news that's been popping off. First and foremost is the Save South Africa march that's taking place in Pretoria right now with the EFF. Simpiwe, do you know about that?
Yeah, I do.
How do
you
feel?
Yeah, EFF. Yeah, okay.
Are you not a fan?
I am to a degree. Like,
okay.
I'm a fan and I like the noise that they bring about in the country. But I would never give them power. That's, you know.
So you're a fan when it suits you best.
No, I like the noise. I like the...
Please take
off
that bandana, please, right now.
But you know what I mean? Like, I like the disruption in terms of wanting things to be legit, wanting, you know, corruption to fall. But in terms of me saying, yes, I'm voting EFF,
Okay, we won't ask you what your political affiliations are, but I'm glad to know that you are happy with the noise. I'm also very happy with the noise, if you ask me. I feel like it's been long overdue. Julius Malema is obviously the guy to lead the movement forward. He's the most woke nigga out here.
He has bars
for days. He's an educated man, that guy. So anyway, yeah, they're marching towards the North Gauteng High Court in Pretoria, or they marched earlier today. Mostly to do with Zuma and the state capture report, which is supposed to be released. So apparently, Zuma's withdrawn his interdict into the state capture report. So now it's in the public protector's hands, and it will be released by their decision, the court's decision. So that's a good thing. Zuma isn't fighting it anymore. But what does that mean for the Guptas? Is he throwing them under the bus? He's like, hey, guys, I tried my best, but the country's on to me.
It's about time. It's about time.
We listen to Boom Shaka. No. All I'm saying is, and I saw the most legitimate Facebook post by Kopano Ramela. He's like, yeah, all you Asinevalo niggas, where y'all out right now when your party is so lit right now? It's so lit.
Yeah, it's crazy for the ANC right now. A lot of calls for him to step down, obviously, as the president. He's busy planning a trip to Zimbabwe. Him and his boy Mugabe are going to be sharing cocktails on the beach. No, Zimbabwe doesn't have that.
You know, he's going to give him tips on how to be president forever. Hey,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'm sure.
That's the
hey,
whole
like,
thing.
He's going to be like, this, comrade, this is how
teach
you do
me,
it.
This is how you do
you
it.
Know?
Yeah, so that's probably why he's going. But there are these huge calls for him to step down, and I think just from an ANC perspective, I think it would be smart for Zuma to step down if ANC is to continue leading this country going forward, because I highly doubt that if Zuma stays in parliament by till 2019 elections that the ANC will still hold a majority power. I know it's a big call to make, but Zuma's blunders are just so obvious. They're everywhere. They are not hidden.
Zuma's not one to take one for the team.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the whole problem that the ANC is facing. You could easily get a young Cyril Ramaphosa, come through, clean up the image, businessman, let's run this country like a business.
I just feel, and I've been singing the song for the longest time, that ANC has had their time. You know, they did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Let somebody else come through and move us into a new... A new step.
A new era.
Yes. Yeah. Like, we can't still be talking about, you know, apartheid.
Yeah.
This is why. No, we need someone who's going to be like, okay, we're here now.
So,
let's move.
Think there's anybody in the ANC who can do that? Is it just done for them?
I just feel like they've had their time.
They did
what they were supposed to do. It's time for a new era.
I agree. I completely agree. I just don't know what era I'm going for.
You voted for Nkandla.
I just don't know what era we're going into, because
that's the scary thing.
We are very much in a revolutionary phase in the country's political history. Apartheid was one. I think this is definitely the next biggest movement when we're talking about fees must fall, Zuma must step down. All these things are pointing towards a revolution. And on this fees must fall thing, I know I've been distant from it. I've been trying to exclude myself as much as possible. And I still am. It's just, I've been thinking about it more and more. And it's actually a revolutionary process. That's what's happening with the Fees Must Fall protest. Because what the idea of revolution is that the working class needs to rise in action against the elite and against the upper class. Mm-hmm. In order for it to work as a revolution,
yes.
Your oppressors can't free you from oppression.
Yes.
In any way. So I'm more empathetic towards the movement, even if they're burning shit, to be God honest, because if it's not going to work, it must burn to the ground. If it's not going to be free from fair for everyone, it must burn.
I just feel like the numbers, you know, you need more people. You know, it shouldn't just be a fight for, like, students only.
Yeah.
I feel like parents need to partake.
Yeah.
I feel like people that are working, people that are going to have kids one day, who want to have kids. This is not just for you. It's for your kids as well,
yeah.
The future and everything else. So we've been very selfish about this on some, I'm done and I have a JOP, so I'm going to stay here at work.
Yeah.
Nah, like, join in, because the numbers, the more people... Then people are going to see, government is going to see, the varsities are going to see, you know, that, okay, this is not working. You don't need to burn ish for people to get your attention. But because it's just students and everyone is like, yeah, get a student. Yeah, they don't know what they want. Nah.
Yeah.
There's 21-year-olds that know what they want.
Yeah, there is more mass action from the people. I've seen working class joining the movement, even at Wits on campus the other day. People from one of the kitchens in the canteen, they were singing outside protest struggle songs.
They were professors and lecturers, bruh.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to say is that it's a mass action, and what the government needs to understand is that if the majority of the population is behind the movement, there's nothing they can do to stop it.
Yeah,
that's ultimately what revolution is.
The first thing they should do is stop sending the police, number one.
Who should they send?
No,
no one.
No! I think this is how you get the violence, because... police come, and then already when I'm singing, and you know how black people are, like, you know, they're dancing, they're all over the place.
So the police are killing the vibe.
And then the people come, the police come, and then they're like, oh, you look dangerous. Oh, you're doing this. Bah, 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 bah. And then this is how you get this ripple effect of, you know, oh, you come right down, then they're going to ban things. No, we could have avoided a whole lot of people losing their lives, kids being arrested, having criminal records now.
Somebody died. Who died?
Thank you.
A few people died. There's been like two deaths at TUT. There's been a death at Vist.
I thought it was just injuries.
No, but people are getting
murked. But this could have been avoided if you sent the people that were supposed to be there in the first place.
Yeah. No, now we have to make the fees fall, because those guys can't die in vain.
For Mahala.
If the fees don't fall, the university must burn. That's what I say. Let's revolutionize and decolonize these institutions. Yeah, I'm one of them now. I'm converted.
So now, if data doesn't fall, are you going to burn Cliff Central?
No, but it's not a Cliff Central issue. It's a MTN, other network
Gareth,
issue.
Gareth, Rina, I think we need to have a chat.
No, dog, never burn this platform. This is where we get to talk the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you're with the worst guys, we always talk the truth. Nothing but the truth, so help us God. All right, cool. So let's go into the topic of today. No, wait. We got one more thing that I'm missing from the news. Pravin Gordhan's charges have been dropped. So the NPA is no longer pursuing Pravin as a tsotsi. We all know he was never a tsotsi. And now the NPA and Sean Abrams with his eyebrows look like idiots. Pravin Gordhan is free. I don't know what that means for Sean Abrams and the NPA, because there is a call for him to get inquiry against him to figure out whether he is fit to lead the NPA. And I think it's quite right, because his decision is obviously influenced by things outside of his control, such as the Jay-Z himself, who seems to be running the show like a boss and not giving a fuck like a boss. So, yeah, I'm glad for Pravin, man. I don't know how that guy would do in jail. He's too cute for jail. Probably get popped in a bump somewhere.
Nah, I think because Indians love hot stuff. I don't think they chow his bump.
No, I, no. They chow his you bump. Know, I think nah, he would survive. You know, he'd be the Minister of Finance.
Yeah, he'd control the influx of cigarettes and other banned contraband. Yeah, he'd
have it on lockdown. Yeah. I feel like he would be that badass.
He'll
use
his brain.
That cell, and he has the TV.
Let's put this in perspective. Pravin Gordhan versus John Mongrel. Let's be real. Let's be real.
Man.
He's smart. He's smart. I think.
Imagine John Mongrel telling Pravin, face me. What do you think Pravin is going to do? He's going to face him.
Okay. So that's it. He won't have to deal with that, at least. We know that our cutest financial minister is safe. All right. So.
Wait, you find the nigga. Okay.
Dog, his cheeks are fire cute. Don't make me seem like I'm gay as shit. I can tell an attractive woman.
I said, you saying this guy is cute.
He's cute as fuck. Nah. Have you not seen that guy's cheeks? Boy, I can play with that shit all day. That's my boy, Pravin Gordhan. Shout out to you, my boy. Keep it.
Mark, you on your own on this one, hey?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I don't need you.
Cash my blood.
I don't need you. I can love Pravin on my ace. Me and Pravin, we've got a thing.
You love a halal, man.
Going on. That's true. You need some halal in your life. Some spice. Mm-mm. You know what Mm-mm. I'm saying? Okay, so the most important thing is that people have been marching in Pretoria. There is actual calling for Jacob Zuma to stand down. And I'm with the people. Power to the people, Amanda, Senzenina. All that shit is out there in Pretoria. All right, cool. That's it for the news. Now we can go into the topic of the day. This is where the meat is. This is where the meat is. Okay, I want to start with the pill situation. Okay, so there's a male contraceptive in trial at the moment, but the trials have been halted because out of 320 men, about 20 or so have experienced side effects. And those side effects include things like depression, muscle pain, low libido, or whatever the case may be. So these are symptoms that women face every day when they're on the pill, all right? So now they've stopped these tests because apparently if the guys are going to take the pill, there must be no side effects. That's how That's how the world works.
No, apparently. Too many pitch niggas out here.
Yeah, dog. Just but, 20. Okay, would you take the pill?
Yes, if I was on the pill, can I tell you how many pregnancy scares I would have been like, hey, bitch, I'm on the pill, though. That ain't man.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. I'd also take the pill because it puts my fate in my control.
And also, sorry. Females are really bad with taking the pill.
Notoriously bad at taking the pill. But how do you know you'd be any better?
Hey,
yeah. I think it's because men are more afraid of getting a
kid. I think even in like boy schools, life orientation, we'd just be learning how to take this pill consistently.
Yeah, you take it with your breakfast. If you didn't have breakfast, you take it with the lunch.
You know, I read that article.
Double up dinner.
Yeah.
I read that article.
Okay.
And then I was like, it's just 20 guys. And then I saw the side effects. Mood swings.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, they should just.
They should just go ahead.
No, it's bad enough that females have mood swings.
Yeah.
And now guys too. No. It was going to be like... No, so I kind of understand where they're coming from.
Where the 50 Shades of Grey sex comes from. And it would just be amplified.
One is angry and one is depressed.
You
it's a situation.
As a chick, I prefer chilling with guys. Now imagine like 4 of my homies are on the pill now. And like I say something and the one is crying. The one is angry.
So the chicks do go through mood swings during their menstruation.
It's not even like chicks are complicated. Like I'm a chick and I don't understand chicks.
Yeah.
You know, so already.
Wow, really? You are? Yeah. We didn't know. I thought we established that at the beginning of the show.
No, alright, cool.
But you know, already just dealing with chicks on an everyday with no pills.
That would be enough stress already.
It's already girls are just problematic.
Yeah.
And now you're going to add guys to that. You know? I used to like smile when I'm like, I'm chilling with my girlfriend. Yeah, stress free. You know, I can just be me.
Yeah.
And now you're going to be worried about this one is Okala. He's going to catch feelings. I kind of understand.
Okay.
A bit.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, you guys should be men. Like, take it up. Like, just.
Okay. But the thing for me is that I really don't care. Side effects or not. If that pill comes out, I'm the first at the store to go get
that. Can I tell you
thing.
As well? I don't think it's just the mere fact of, like, if you compare the side effects, all right, for men and compare it to the levels of the side effects for women, all right, the reason why I think the women's side effects are so high with the mood swings and the depression and the whatnot and the whatnot is because it's all of those chemicals mixed with estrogen. Now we got all of those chemicals mixed with testosterone, so it's a bit much more, it's easier to handle, I would say.
Yeah.
So, guys, just man up and take the goddamn pill.
Yeah, it's a hard pill to swallow.
Listen to this guy,
that was a clever one.
Yeah, okay.
All right, okay, cool. So that's the pill. We as guys, would take it. So it's those guys in the test who are being
pissed. I think also, they mentioned low libido, guys. That is a serious side effect. No,
especially for guys.
Serious.
Because a lot of guys suffer from erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
And now you're going to add low libido with the pill as well. No one's going to be getting laid.
No, but on that note, it's also because of the kind of lifestyle you're living. If you're not necessarily trying to stay healthy and trying to be active, you know, then you must chow that low libido.
Listen to Mr. Men's Health over here.
No, you must chow that low libido.
But I'm just saying that I think, besides the mood swings, that low libido
is going to be a problem.
It's no.
The divorce rate is going to go
complain.
Up.
Like, you already know. Like, if you can't get it up, the chick is already like, this guy, whatever. Your reputation is gone.
Gone. This is a serious issue. Don't laugh.
So think about it.
Okay.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You can take the mood swings. You can take the depression. But low libido?
You know what? Me and my girl, in the future, when this pill comes out, we just ching chong cha. Whoever loses takes the pill. One round only. That's it. It's like my sex. One round only.
I think these scientists need to work on the marina for men.
Yeah, I could totally do that. Just plug it in somewhere in my scrotum. I don't know. They put it. Where is it in the female body? Goes in that bicep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that the
well,
only
I think.
You know a bit too much about this, don't you? Yeah. I wouldn't mind taking that as well.
Yeah. Or if they can, and you know what would be cool? If they could, you know how they tie the knot on your testes so that you don't sperms a legit. if they could untie it afterwards when you're like, okay, I'm ready to have a child.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, iron the fucking test tube out. But
vasectomies do that. You can do a vasectomy and reverse it and do it again.
Yeah, like, but the reversal is not that successful, eh?
Yeah. I feel like I don't know if I'd ever get a vasectomy. That's too serious of a contraception. Because I could have like a billion kids, man. I don't give a fuck about overpopulation.
You know what you should actually do? Like, the same way you pee in a cup, sperm in a cup, put it in the fridge until you're ready, bro.
No, that's not how. No. Yeah, no.
I don't think it goes in the fridge.
No.
Freezer.
No.
Freezer.
No.
That's a better one.
No.
You wouldn't want it to happen that way. You'd never do that.
Don't do that. No.
Oh, okay. The natural way. That's what you're about. Keep it natural. All right, cool. And also just with the pull, I think these two topics kind of go hand in hand just because they have to do with our gender and what we want. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about the idea of a man taking a woman's surname.
Yes.
We already go as far as double barrel. I will chill.
Okay.
I'm here for that.
Are you here for that?
Just chill,
okay.
Bro.
I am so here for
so
that.
So let me hear some
people. I have an awesome surname. Tetwa.
No, that is a dope surname. I don't even lie. Okay, but tell me why specifically other than the fact that your surname is dope?
I don't know.
Exactly. Hijack. There you go.
I don't know. Wait. I have an awesome... Like, I could... No, wait. Not could. I know I'm going to make it in life.
Uh-huh.
I know that first.
That's the one.
But
that's the one.
I am the next
out.
Oprah. So, whoever gets to marry me, he's going to be the luckiest man in the world. Mm. So,
Mm-mm.
You know...
Listen to that.
He should. Oh, at least in theory, he should be willing to take my surname.
Oh, okay. But what if... I presume you want to marry a super dope guy as well. What if he's also just as cool as you? Like,
uh-huh. No, I don't mind. Uh-huh. I mean, I've kind of been programmed, groomed, whatever, as a chick to, you know, that eventually I'm going to give up my last name.
Laugh at that thing, man.
Okay, here's
throw
my thing with
it.
Is that
take mine, bro.
Is the hyphenated surname that which gets passed on to the child. Now, when that child has a child, are they going to be... Like a double hyphenated name is going to be four surnames put together until how long is the surname going to be?
I'm not about this hyphenated life, number
one. So it must only be one or the other?
Yes.
Okay.
There is, like, I've come across one of my clients has three. It's like a Wilson Smith Harris.
Damn.
So now I'm thinking now the next one is going to be Wilson Smith Harris Jabron.
No.
Wait, but like
why? How three? Was there a side guy who was like, yeah, I was there in the lovemaking process. Just add me. Guys. Okay,
nobody
so
got time for
it's one
long.
Of the two. That's yes. That's your ideal. One of the two. I also think one surname.
But when I asked my guy friends this, I was more concerned with the reason behind why you want me to take your last name and why you're not open to, you know, changing the whole thing. I don't care if you're like, I won't take your last name or you will. It's more of the reason behind why you want me to take your last name.
It's usually for the child, for the father's lineage to carry on.
Uh-huh.
But in the past, the father's lineage was the most important. But
isn't
now
that,
in a world of equality... Exactly.
Just as
okay. That's what I'm saying, in a world of equality. So now, how do we get to that point? Sorry, Rehab, you want to say something?
You remember that whole conversation we had you in the studio for tradition and all of that? now you want to turn back?
No, I'm not turning back. I just feel like there's certain, not certain things, but I felt like some of my guy friends were like, no, I would never take a female surname because I'm more inferior. And I'm like, if you have this mentality and this is how you think of females, then you know what, brother man, I'm not going to take your last name.
Yeah, okay. So now...
That guy's last name. Don't apply the rule across the board now.
Now we have to come to a solution, all right? So... We choosing one surname. How do you have the conversation with your partner? Because are you gonna mesh the surnames together to be Mjultet or whatever? Mjulian Mjultet. I'm making an example.
No, it's
Mjultet.
No.
Oh my word!
Such a wretched name.
So now what are we gonna do? Because now we have to choose.
I'm a female. I'm one of like a lot of females out there in the world that's open to taking my partner's last name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
Is that just because it makes it easier?
But, yeah, I think so. But he must know that, you know, if I've made it in life and I'm already, like, you know, Beyonce Noir, so it's going to always be Beyonce Noir.
Yeah, but then you get the Kim Kardashian West.
I said, I don't like these hyphen.
Yeah, but their son is named, their children are Wests.
Yeah.
See, so it's Kim Kardashian West, but the child is a West.
Yeah, that's fine.
So they've obviously gone the patriarchy route.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's okay.
So you actually don't mind that much?
In terms of the surname, I mind a whole lot about other things.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
But the surname, man, like, I'm Tetwa.
Throwing away that surname is going to be bleak that day.
Nah, because in theory, because I'm very naive about love, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm losing Mteta, but I'm gaining, like, you know, like LaRue. Like, no, LaRue.
She's a vanilla killer too. Shout out.
That's why you're suffering from that low libido.
Vanilla killer.
That's why you got that low libido going on. Stop vanilla killing the road here. Stick with the home breezes.
Says the guy with a white girlfriend.
Hey, let me tell you something, all right? Let me tell you something.
Yeah, you behave or else you die.
Okay.
You're coming in line now, boy.
No, Mari. Yeah, she's an exception to the rule.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, so is my future man.
Yes, it's Channing Tatum. Little picking Mimi.
All right. So for me, it's just the children thing. What happens with the children? Where does that go? And how do you decide is probably up to you and your partner. But there is no real answer for this shit.
There is. Take mine or it's double barreled. Finishing clap.
And then, okay, if it's double barreled, what does the child do when he marries somebody else?
You fight my surname and you go on with life, bro.
So
they're taking your last name. Essentially.
Yes.
Okay, but let's be honest. Never mind the whole patriarchy movement. We've got rights too as males. What if we want our child to have a surname and you want your child to have a surname? How do we fairly decide on this?
It's
between you and your woman.
Kitchen
you know?
Chong cha.
No, it's between you and your woman. You know, you need to have those conversations. People are scared to have conversations about... You know,
yeah, that's the thing. You guys want to talk too much.
No, they don't want to talk. They want to Instagram.
Yeah. You see, that's why we have platforms like this, so we can have a conversation.
It's just about your relationship and who your partner, you know, what they want. Because you have people that are sexist. You have people that are feminists. You have so many and other people, you know, out there.
To be honest, I think surnames are useless.
What?
I think surnames are useless. We can just... I'm like Childish Gambino. I don't give a fuck about my family name. I can throw it away. I have one name like Sher. That's how I want to do it. Everybody has
Mark,
a name.
Mark,
just a name.
Mark, are you okay?
I'm 100%. I think I'm the most sane person in this room right now.
One name.
Listen to why. That eliminates all the problems.
No, it creates
you and
more
your child,
problems.
How? You and your child decide... I mean, you and your partner decide on a name for your child. Your child's name is Donald. For example, and he goes by Donald for the rest of his life.
And then we're going to have 50,000 Donalds out there and we can't differentiate who the... No, Mark, are you okay?
Do you know how many people have the same name?
Plus, I pray for you.
Please do. I always welcome prayers for me because that means I'm going to flourish in life. God, I pray to you. Let's impure pray for me. Let's rehab pray for me. All of you pray for me.
I don't
Palace are there. Producer, pray for me too.
No,
Listen. There's no such thing as not having a surname, bro. Right. Where's your origin from? Now, when people then that's where they're gonna say Satanism. Where did this guy come from? We don't even know. He just came out of the blue. Now he's just done out.
I did come out of the blue.
No.
Your parents had sex, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And then some nigga popped up, and now here I am. I don't think the surname has anything to do with that.
Mark,
I can live on with a
name.
No, Mark, no.
Alright, so what's this? What's your solution?
Don't
talk to your partner. That's the talk. Stop having conversations. Stop Instagramming. Stop Facebooking. Stop living on social media about your relationship and relationship goals and talk to your partner.
Yeah, on top of that, that's maybe a topic for next week, maybe. There's a whole lot of relationship goals. What about career goals?
Thank you.
Y'all need to wake up. Anyway.
wake up. I saw your thing that way.
Yeah, I saw it. Anyway. What I'm saying is there's no need whatsoever to have a conversation. You see, you guys want to go into the nitty gritty about everything. Next thing, why don't you be the one on top? Why? Why do I always have to be the one on top?
Why do you have to penetrate? Why?
Walk on, I'll penetrate you. There's no need. You guys want to question everything. Yeah.
We still have positions and roles in society. That's where I feel like the feminist argument sometimes gets diluted, because we don't consider the fact that we are different in so many ways.
Yes,
that,
and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, and men are more masculine. It's just the way it is. Females are more feminine. It's just the way it is. And we need to adapt to each...
I agree with you, but in us adapting, you need to open up the channels of conversation in every area of the relationship. You can't just be like, yeah, I talk about my goals and this, but you don't want to talk about the whole marriage and the whole surname thing, because that causes issue. That causes, because then your uncles are going to come and paint a wall here, and next minute they're like, Makoti does not want to take our last name, Inkomo Funes Boy. Ha! That conversation is just as serious as you talking about your 5-year plan.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Okay, cool. So communication is the key. Talk to your partner about them surnames. It's no longer in a world where it's guaranteed that the male should be passed down the line. Maybe our female surname.
No, it is guaranteed. Hey.
Oh, yes, this is Mr. Patriarchy over here. He's a traditionalist though. You also Lobola, you are passing down the surname, that's your vibe.
I don't have to pay Lobola, man.
Yeah, you slid a gap. Okay, but in hypothetical situation. Okay, but I feel like we've got enough out of this conversation. I think we definitely have some opinions out there, because there's no solution yet for me. For me, my solution is Ching Chong Cha or no surname at all.
I feel like those myself and Simpiwe are going to put on gloves and see each other in the boxing
ring. Yes.
All right, cool. So yeah, we're just going to tell you what we're up to in the next coming weeks. Then we'll drop the freestyle with the worst guys as we always do.
Simpiwe is going to be joining us.
What?
She's even a blood. She's been rapping in the streets, popping gas.
See the
shit.
Instrumental you want to play. And it's be
Mark. All right. Okay, cool. So what's happening? I'll be at Parker's on the 12th of November. Save that date. Come with your friends. Bring everybody you know and your mama. There's food. There's 15 rand tequila. And obviously there's Malcolm Dooley. Or just Mark. Yeah. No, you see, but that's a gay name. My name is Trish. It's not that legit.
You see? Mgutet.
Mgutetwa. That's what's happening on the 12th of November, Parker's Comedy Club. Make sure you're there. What else is happening in your life, Ria?
I'm always at work, and I'm at work. Yeah. That's where you'll find me, at work.
All right, cool. Sipiwe, anything the peeps should know about?
Nah.
Come to my show.
Wait. Follow me on Twitter.
Ooh. Plug that shit in.
Thank you.
My name is Malcolm Julie. We've been chilling with Ria Beto Cecilia. And we're about to play out, yo. We're about to play out.
Woo!
What are you doing? You're about to go in, putting your headphones down for one.
No. Hey, you better put that headphones on.
This is the.
Okay.
Rick Ross.
All right,
let me go in. Oh, I'm eating. Everybody knows where I've been. I'm saying I'm in the studio. Everybody wanna steal my flow, but I'm at Checkers and I say no. Put that cash in the deposit bank, and you know I'm gonna have that. I don't give a fuck about you and your friends. All I'm doing is chilling with the worst guys. Every time Wednesday, we in the studio. Everybody know what we do for fun, yo. But it's okay, we play. We smoke doobie all day.
Okay.
And we don't give a fuck about your opinion, cause we always out here winning.
Silicotine. The worst guys. Silicotine. The worst guys. REHAP. That seems to be me. Silicotine. Dating Morgan. She gonna take my last name.
Ooh.
I'll never take her last name. Hey, Bloemfontein is where she remains. But I wanted to come back to JHB to me, cause I Sizzy Cotty.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy the show. We are the worst guys, and we are out.
CliffCentral.com.